following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Let's pray before Pastor Fausto comes up. Lord, thank you for just the gift of music, whether it's worship music or non-worship music. We're so grateful for it, and thank you that you bring us together through the power of music, and you also bring us together as brothers and sisters through the power of your word. So I pray you would speak to us now, that you would speak through Pastor Fausto, and that lives would be changed tonight, and that even the people across the street in Kohl's and REI would be able to hear the good news of your truth, Lord. So we love you and thank you for this day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Let's put our hands together for the Lord Jesus Christ, who reigns forever. You may be seated. Thank you, Mary. Did you notice that she was singing in Spanish? Did you notice that the mariachi was singing in English? I don't know what to speak tonight, but I'm the pastor of the Spanish ministry here in Refuge. It's been a great honor to serve alongside of a wonderful family, the Refuge family. If you are part of the Refuge family, let me hear some noise tonight at the fifth night of Resonance. This is the fifth night of Resonance, and it's been a wonderful occasion to bring us together. Quarantine or no quarantine whatsoever, we can worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. We've been answering questions. What is the meaning of life? How can we trust the Bible? Why is Jesus the only way? If God is almighty, why is there so much evil in the world? And today, we will look at the questions that have been given to me as an assignment. Isn't the church responsible for the injustice in the world? What is biblical justice? I asked, why did they give me those topics? Nobody knew why, but I pray that tonight God may give you the right answer in your own heart. I would like to start with a word of prayer and then take you to a couple of Bible verses. I'm going to end with several Bible verses, and I'm going to be inviting you at the end to really consider the opportunity given to you by God Himself to reconcile with Him and to know that we have been given the ministry of reconciliation. It is very opportune time for you and I as the church to be the light of the world, the salt of the earth, for us to be the Refuge family that continues to open the doors to our communities here and around the world. I thank God for the life of Pastor Bill Welsh and the pastoral staff and everyone here. I have not met anybody that have made me sad. Everybody makes me happy. You know why? Because Jesus lives in them. And that's the way it should be with you and me. We should make people happy because they see Jesus in us. We are no longer ourselves. It is Christ living in us. And I believe that there are so many things that you don't know or you are not aware of. Things that never come back to us. Time, words, and opportunity. Think about that. It never comes back. Three things in life that should never be lost. Peace, hope, honesty. Three things in life that are most valuable. Love, faith, prayer. Three things that make a person a hard worker. A sincere individual, a commitment, three things that will destroy any person: lust, pride, anger. Three things in life that are constant is change, and is death, and is God. God is constant. He is the same today, yesterday, and forever. Death is happening every day, every minute. People are dying. And change needs to happen. And I pray that tonight, in our fifth night of Resonance here at Refuge Calvary Chapel in Huntington Beach, it will be your day today. Something in your life that needs to change. A perspective, an attitude. Something that you have been looking at from the wrong way. Something that God wants to say to you tonight. But not just to say yes and then you walk away. There is not only a prayer booth here on my side, on my left side, but all of us can pray for one another and pray even for ourselves. Oh, God, help me. Reveal yourself to me. I was a teenager. I was born in Lima, Peru. I came at the age of 16 years old. I was lost in religion. I was lost thinking that I was a good person, but I did not know Jesus. I only knew of Him. The difference that took place when somebody invited me to a Maranatha concert at the Calvary Chapel at the very beginnings in the 70s. And my life was changed forever. It's been over 4 decades and plus. And let me tell you something. I lost my hair. Yes. I gained weight. Yes. But I still have the love of Jesus and passion in my heart, burning for the one who came to save us and to give us new life. If you would please turn your Bibles to Matthew 5, verse 13. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light up a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand and it gives light to everyone in the house. Verse 16, in the same way, let your light shine before others that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Dear family of God, and for everyone who is listening and watching us, wherever they may be at, it's amazing. God loves you. He has a plan for your life. He knows everything about you. And if you're a Christian, you probably have slipped away. You have probably been backsliding. God is calling you right now, wherever you are, because He loves you. Let us also read in the Old Testament, the prophet Micah, chapter 6, verse 6 through 8. Notice, this is the question asked to God repeated times. With what shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before the high God? Shall I come before Him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, 10,000 rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? This is the key verse in the book of Micah, verse 8, Micah chapter 6. He has shown you, O man, what is good and what does the Lord require of you, but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly before your God. Let me read it one more time, this verse, verse 8. He has shown you, O man, what is good and what does the Lord require of you, but to do justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly before God. Let us bow our heads in a word of prayer. Father, I thank you tonight. Lord, we thank you for resonance. We thank you, Lord, that there is no language barrier. There is no any situation that can keep us from your love. And I pray, oh God, that today you may speak to us, Lord, and bring us back to your fold. And Lord, that you will enlighten our hearts, ignite our souls with passion for the lost, even our own family members, even our neighbors, and even ourselves. I pray, oh God, that you will not only speak to us, but that we will listen and apply what we hear tonight. Bless each and every one of us. I pray for those who are sick among us, or at home, or in the hospital beds. I pray for those who are afar off. I pray for the young people, the children. I pray for marriages to be healed, to be restored. I pray, oh God, for the elderly and for the ones who are fragile. I pray that you will bring hope and bring certainty in their hearts through your word. I ask all of these things with this beautiful family of refuge here in the Resonance event. And we pray in Jesus' name. And everybody says, a life of justice, kindness, and humility is the way to approach God. We look at many, many things, many, many times, wanting to please God, wanting to gain favor with God. And God responds to His people then and also responds to us tonight about what He expects of us, as He expected of them. It is not sacrifice, but a way of life that values justice, loving, kindness, and humility. Sacrifice, no matter how momentous, is useless without a life of justice, loving kindness, and humility. This may be the best known passage from the book of Micah that one can hear in the speeches of politicians from the pulpit and on list of people's favorite Bible verses. It is, in a way, a summary of the ethical life that God expects from God's people. Justice, love, kindness, a walk with God. The word humbly implies a sense of caution. The world is full of danger. There's so much going on. There's so much darkness, so much deceitfulness in the world. There's much out there that can hurt you and can lead us astray. You must be aware of all these things. So answering to the question, is the church responsible for the injustice in the world? Well, just like everything else, it's a relative question. Depends on who is asking the question. Like Rabbi Zachariah used to always say to the hundreds and thousands of questions that would be asked of atheists and of many different people, antagonistic, he will say that he will not be answering the questions, but the questionnaire. It is what is in your heart. Your questions are reflecting of what is in your mind, what is in your heart, what is the uncertainty of your life. The concept of eternity is a must for you and me as Christians, as part of the church. What is the church? It's not the building. It's not an organized religion. The church is you and me that conform the body of Christ. Jesus is the head. The word church, ecclesia, means the called out ones. And God has called us out of this world to be the salt, to be the light. And in the concept of eternity, please remember the great commandment. Jesus said, it is to love the Lord thy God with all your heart, all your mind, and all your spirit. And to love your neighbor as you love yourself. And the great commission is to go therefore and preach the gospel in every nation, to all languages, discipling them, teaching them, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The concept of eternity should make you and me be responsible and take charge of the opportunity as the church. And in the midst of injustice, and in the midst of the many things that are happening. Right now, there's a window of opportunity to preach the gospel. If you really believe that, if you're part of the body of Christ, I want to hear a sounded amen. Today is a day of opportunity to preach the gospel. Do you say amen to that? Amen. Do you, or did I think I heard hallelujah? You said amen. What about say amen, hallelujah? Today's an opportunity to preach the gospel. Yes? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Must be my Latino blood in me wanting to get you all sparked up today. Many will die without Jesus. And if that doesn't move you, I wonder what is going to make you move. Many marriages are being broken today as we are sitting here at this beautiful place and wonderful weather in Southern California. People are dying without Jesus. And we have a responsibility to give the gospel, to speak when we are to speak. Many will be left behind when the rapture comes. And it's not about the multitude of people. It's about an individual. It's about you. It's about me. Where do we stand? We are the bride of Christ. And again, Jesus is the true justice. It took blood sacrifice for him to be the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. As we saw an innocent lamb being slaughtered and through that blood, being able to momentarily, temporarily cover the sins of the people in the Jewish tradition and culture and history. That Jesus has died once and for all, that we might be saved by believing in him. He who was God became a man and humbled himself even to the point of obedience unto death. God gave him a name that is above all name. All knee will bow, all tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Do you believe this? Do you believe this? Jesus Christ is Lord. The world is looking at an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. The world will never be satisfied. They will always want more and more and more because they do not know forgiveness. They do not know redemption. They need to know the gospel. justice and injustice in the mind of people can change in various ways. Historically, the church has been responsible for a lot of injustice and even demonic atrocities, but it's been because the church was hijacked by unsaved people. And the word of God was not, by the most part, understood, but abused, with all of stories that we can tell. The concept and definitions, they may vary from people to people. What is the church? Who is the church? What is responsibility? Who rules this world as we know it? Who is the prince of this world? The three-letter word, S-I-N, sin, has made a slave through the seduction of lust and pleasure and many other things. We need to be rescued. We need to be forgiven. We need to be delivered. We need to be restored. Everyone can read the history about the Inquisition and the horrific anti-Semitic racism and violence against the Jewish people. And also to anyone that would disagree with what the Catholic dogma was at that time. However, there was always being a remnant in the church, the true believers. Unfortunately, we know the heart, the human heart, is deceitful and desperately evil. And when a church has had an authoritarian and unaccountable leadership, is destined for injustice. There's no sense in denying that. In the name of the church, there has been atrocities made in the past, and it could very well be happening today. God has always kept a remnant. Look around you right now. Take a close look around you. We are a remnant of those Christians who at this time, in the midst of this pandemic and of this tremendous situation, we're still exalting the name of Jesus. We're still believing the Lord, and we will continue to believe because Jesus Christ is alive. And every day is Easter for us because Jesus lives in us. Come on, let me hear some noise tonight and you celebrate the life of Jesus in each of our lives. Now, in the book of Revelation, chapter 2 and 3, we see the seven churches of Asia. And we see that God rebukes five of them. And the other two have a particular aspect of encouragement. The one that was being persecuted, Smyrna. And the one that was faithful to the word, though it was weak, though it was not that big, it was small, but it was faithful to the gospel, the book of the Church of Philadelphia. So the church is not the cause of injustice in the world, but we as the church carry the answer to the injustice in the world, and that is by preaching Jesus. We do not preach ourselves, we preach Christ and Him crucified. But question, is the church responsible for so much injustice? Brings us to a place where the world may say what they say. They may think what they think because they need Jesus. Once they get converted, then all the perspective changes. So injustice in the world was acted out by people who once perhaps tasted the church, and some were even born in a church family. But because of the religious abuse towards them, this including mental, physical, and sexual abuse, has left them full of anger, and this led them to do evil, a warning to the church leaders everywhere in the world. That person who abuses and those who allow such behavior, but this I mean the abuser and those who cover up such acts. Leaders with no self-respect, no respect for the laws of a ruling government, no respect for people, and definitely no respect for God. Sad but true. Unfortunately, these people are supposed to be representing the church. And the world sees that as the church. And in general, that's why they blame the church. So it is time for us to look at the scriptures once again and see what Jesus says. We are the salt of the earth, we're the light of the world. Let me turn to Amos chapter 5. It's a very beautiful verses that speak to us, the church. Amos chapter 5, verse 21 and 24. God says, I despise your feast days. And I do not savor your sacred assemblies. Though you offer me burnt offerings and your grain offerings, I will not accept them, nor will I regard your fattened peace offerings. Take away from me the noise of your songs, for I will not hear the melody of your string instrument. But let, notice verse 24, but let justice run down like water, and righteousness like a mighty stream. Let me read that again. Verse 24. But let justice run down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream. Our religious observances, teachings, and worship are useless without the practice of justice. The problem will be solved if we are led by the Spirit of God and let justice roll like a river, righteousness like a never-failing stream. Let me come to a concluding thought. Matthew records Jesus saying in Matthew 23, "Woe to you teachers of the new law, and Pharisees, you hypocrites. You give a tenth of your spice, men, deal in common, but you have neglected the more important matters of the law, justice, mercy, and faithfulness." So today, I would like to just read two more verses of the scripture related to Galatians 6:7. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. And James 1:26-27, those who consider themselves religious and yet do not keep a tight rein on their tongues deceive themselves, and their religion is worthless. Religion that God our Father accepts is pure and faultless is this: to look after orphans and widows in their distress and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world. Dear people of God, my brothers and sisters, not only Refuge family, but everybody joining us via internet, God is speaking to His church. He wants to awaken our heart to the reality He's coming back very soon. Many people are dying without Jesus, and many people will be left behind. Most recently in K-Wave, I was listening to this song that when I first heard it from the movie The Rapture in Spanish, and then the song, "You have been left behind." And my heart began to ache as I was listening to those songs. The 40 plus years, I remember how it moved my heart. The Lord can come at any time, at any moment. I must be ready, be occupied until He comes. Dear people of God, let us be awakened to this reality. Let's live each day in the orders of the Word of God. The Bible says, "Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good." In Proverbs 21, verse 15 says, "When justice is done, it brings joy to the righteous, but terror to evildoers." Let's finish up with some practical applications. Things that we can do, things that we can say. Can we have hope and therefore spread hope around? Can we have empathy for those who are suffering, for those who are aching, for those who are helpless? Can we have compassion? And can we help? I will ask you to please stand with me as Marty will come up to sing the song of invitation. But I would like you to also please consider the opportunity given to us today, because tomorrow is promised to no man. As we all stand together, think about peace, hope, and honesty at this moment. Think about love and faith and how prayer can change your life and turn you around towards God. Think about that could destroy you, lust, pride, and anger. And I would like to invite you today to turn all those things over to God here at the altar. God is here today. And let us resonance the message, resonance the worship, the music that He has for us. With your heads out and your eyes closed, Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, that You will continue to move within our hearts, not just to listen and to hear, but to respond. We ask for the response of each individual tonight. Moved by the power of the Holy Spirit, moving to repentance, moving to believing, trusting, obeying You, Father. I pray for families that are represented here. Oh God, glorify Your name tonight. Glorify Your name tonight by bringing them closer to You, having an up close moment of a touch from You in our hearts. Many of us are Christians, and many of us need to come to terms with areas that God wants to still do for you and for me. So what do we do tonight? We've been asking every night. If you need prayer, there is a canopy here to my left. There's people ready to pray for you. But I would like to ask you to please first respond to my call to come here to the front and pray with me, and then we go and have prayer, especially tailor-made for you. Now, don't hesitate. Don't shy away. If God spoke to you tonight in some aspect, in some area of your life, tonight is the day the Lord wants to break those barriers, wants to break those chains, wants to bring healing into your mind, your heart, your emotions. I will ask you right there where you are, grab your wife by the hand and bring her with you. Take your husband, take your children, come here to the front and let's spend a moment or two being led by the Holy Spirit through the worship and let Jesus become even more so real in our lives. Begin to come right now as the Holy Spirit is calling you. Just begin to come. Don't hesitate. Just come. Just come. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Wherever you are, just come.
Blood of Jesus Christ.
God is calling you. He's speaking to you. He's responding to you. He loves you. He opened his arms saying, come to me, all you that are labored and heavy laden, I will give you rest. There's many of you. But you see, they're not going to the front. Everybody thinks I'm cool. Everybody thinks I'm good. But you know what? I will be the first one to come to the altar because I need prayer. I need to get right with God in many areas. I need God to continue to change my life and to ignite my heart with new fire. If you want that tonight, just come forward. Come to the altar. Let Jesus reign in your heart and in your mind. Keep coming as the Lord speaks to your heart. Just come.
Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ.
Would you please come to them? Father, I just want to thank you for these beautiful people that have responded to this call. Lord, all of us together as a family come to you, our Papa, our Father, who sent your Son to die for us on the cross with the blood sacrificed for us. Lord, that our sins may be washed away. I pray, Lord God, that even tonight there may be a greater sense of that forgiveness. You rescuing us, Lord, and forgiving us and delivering us and restoring us, God. I pray for marriages that are here that needs to be restored and need to be reconciled. I pray for young people who are rebellious to their parents. And I pray, Lord, that they may have a moment to reconcile with you. I pray for parents who are having tremendous battles with their children, Lord, with so much going on. I pray for those with issues at work or even in their neighborhood, Lord, whatever it may be. We are taking this time, making resonance of our prayers, our crying out to you, God, for we know that you are real and we know that you are all powerful and mighty. So I thank you for these people now and for many others that after we are dismissed, they'll just go to the prayer booth and they'll get prayed for because this is what it's all about. Lord, thank you for again, Refuge Family. Bless each and every one of us. And I pray for the upcoming services, Lord, in the weekend. I pray for the Spanish Resonancia on Friday night, Lord, being Spanish, and also for those that will participate from the English ministry. And Lord, I just pray for revival. How many of you like to pray for revival? Let me see your hands. We're praying for revival. Revival's in the air. Catch it if you can. So with your hands lifted up, say, Lord, bring revival in my heart. Bring revival to your church. Bring revival to each family, Lord. Each neighbor represented here, neighborhood represented here. Thank you for the English-speaking ministry as well as the Spanish-speaking ministry, the Vietnamese-speaking ministry, and all the various ethnic ministries, Lord, that there are here in California. Lord, we bless you. We thank you. We glorify your name. We give you praise. Let us give a resonance cheer to the Lord Jesus Christ for what he did tonight. Hallelujah. God bless you. Please, over there so they can pray for you. Huh? Thank you. Bless you.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel, Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495. Set free.